London Lecture Number 15, Evening, September 8th, 1971, London Temple.
Maharaj, at the age of 5 years only, he was a great devotee. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan, great authority of this line, devotional line. You can take your seat. To understand God and to understand our relationship with God, it is not to be done by mental speculation. It is not possible. God is not so cheap thing that one can understand by mental speculation. In the present age, people are very much fond of mental speculation. In the Shastra, it is said, tarko pratishtha. Simply by arguing, you cannot come to the right conclusion. You may be very good arguer, but another arguer may defeat you by his arguments. So in this way, simply by dry arguments, it is not possible to come to the conclusion. Tarka pratishtha. Srutayo vibhinna. Scripture. There are different scriptures. So if you simply... Scripture means Vedas. There are four Vedas and many other also corollaries. So by studying at home these books, that is also not possible to understand. And naso munijyasya matangna bhinna. And if you follow philosophers, so one philosopher is differing from another philosopher. Just like our Shamsundar has brought one book, Ideas of Philosophers. Different philosophers are talking differently. So how you can take the conclusion? Even Aristotle, he is talking so many things, nonsense. So mental speculators, philosophers, in this way you cannot. Dharmasya tattang nihitam guhayam. Actually, the purport of religion and God is very confidential. Therefore, to understand it, one has to follow the great authorities. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. Mahajan. So that Mahajan's great authorities are also mentioned. Who are Mahajan authorities? So, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kupila, Mano, Prahlada, Janakast, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Vayam. Everything is there. They are in the Shastras. If you simply refer to Shastras for the right source of knowledge, then you get. And the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, jasasra vidimusri. If you do things without reference to the Shastras, then Lord Krishna says, na siddhiṃ sabhāmit. You will never get perfection, na sukham, neither happiness. This Prahlad Maharaj, although he was a 5 years old boy, he became an authority in the devotional life. So his father was atheist. he wanted that his son should be politicians, he should be taught how to cheat others, how to get money, but this boy was devotee. The difficulty was, a devotee is not accustomed to all these tricks of materialistic way of life. They are not interested in such things. Purposefully, they avoid all these things. Because devotional life means coming to the original position. Original position is that we are part and parcel of God. Therefore, our original position is godly, not exactly like God, but godly. Just like gold, any particle of gold is also gold. A drop of ocean water, it contains the same chemical composition. Similarly, qualitatively, we are as good as God in our original position. Now we are covered by this material body. But as soon as we take to the devotional service, that is our original position, then very quickly we develop our good qualities, original godly qualities. Just shasti bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate shula. So, devotees are generally very good, godly qualities, just like Arjuna. Arjuna, he was insulted by his brothers, his wife was insulted, his kingdom was usurped, taken away, that forced to go to the forest for 12 years, so many troubles they had to undergo due to the political intrigue by the cousin brothers. Still, while he was in front of fighting, he thought, what is the use of fighting and killing my cousin brothers? Better let them enjoy. I retire. Krishna, I cannot fight, he said. Why? Because he was a devotee. He was prepared to forego his claim. It is not that he was a coward. He was a great warrior, fighter. He could fight immediately. But because he was devotee, he was avoiding, trying to avoid fight. No. This is godly quality. So, in order to induce him to fight, Krishna had to speak to him the whole Bhagavad Gita. When he understood that although I do not wish to fight, Krishna desires, then he took, all right. Then I change my duty. Because Krishna's desire is my first duty. That is devotee's duty. If Krishna says, God says to devotee that you jump on the fire, he will do immediately. That is devotion, without any argument. So there is no consideration. Just like commander in the military active field, and the commander says, you jump in this fire, he jumps. He knows that I'll surely die. Similarly, a devotee, fully surrendered devotee means he is prepared to do anything for God. That is pure devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee and he was a child. So his father thought that he is taking good education in politics, in diplomacy. And so one day he asked the boy, my dear boy, will you kindly say what nice things you have learned from your teachers. Prahlada anuchyatanga tata sadhitam kinchid uttama. My dear son, Prahlad, will you kindly explain what you have learned very good things from your teacher? Sadhitam kinchid uttama. Very selected best things what you have learned. Uchyata, please explain. Kalena itabhata yusman jad sikhad gurud bhava. You have taken lessons from your teachers. Hiranyakashipu appointed some special teachers for teaching Prahlad Maharaj. So tell me what you have learned. And Prahlad Maharaj says, Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakhamato nivedanam iti pungsharpita Vishnu bhaktischet davalakhana kriyeta bhagavatadhya tanmanne aditam uttamam. He wanted to know from the son what best knowledge here is. He said, this is the best knowledge. Tan manne aditam uttamam. I think he has learned very nicely. His education is first class. Who? Now, he is always engaged in savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Who is always engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of Lord Vishnu. This chanting and hearing which he performed, not chanting of any demigod, Vishnu, only of Vishnu. The chanting and hearing is not recommended for, suppose if you chant and hear of the queen, that is not recommended. What to speak of queen, even not of Lord Brahma, Lord of Shiva. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devati Samatti Naviketa Sap Pasandi Bhavedruva. Anyone who thinks that the Supreme Personality of God is Narayan is as good as the demigod, he is a rascal, he is a fool. Sap Pasandi Bhavedruva. And in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Kamastha Taihitagyanam Jajanti Anna Devata. Those who are worshipping other demigods, they are hitagyana, their knowledge is lost. That requires a very big explanation. So one thing is that you should never place or put the demigods on equal footing with the Supreme Personality of God. That is a great offense. So here it is said, Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. To hear and chant about the glories of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Smaranam padasevanam. Nine different types of devotional service. Sravanam, hearing. If you simply hear, that is also devotional service. Just like you are all coming. If you simply hear Srimadha Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita, where there is description of the glories of the Lord, that is also devotional service. You don't require any education to read books or Vedic literature. Simply if you hear Sarvana, just like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, at the end of his life, he simply heard from Sukadev Goswami Srimad Bhagavatam 7 days and he became liberated. That is Sravana. Either you execute all the nine different types of devotional service, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. There are nine different processes. There are one. But it appears like different, just like you are hearing, I am speaking. But both of them are the same. Because while you are hearing, I am also hearing. So they are absolute. But still, as it is convenient, you can accept any one of them and you advance in devotional service. So he said, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam. If you have no time to hear, to go to the temple and to hear the speeches of the acharyas, at home you can simply remember the Lord. This Radha Krishna Murti. If you simply remember, meditate, that will also do. Smaranam, Padasevanam. Padasevanam means giving service, rendering service to the lotus feet of the Lord, just like devotees do. They bring flowers, tulsi, and offer to the lotus feet of the Lord. The worshipping of the Lord begins from the leg, from the lotus feet, not directly to the head. That is the way. So, Padasevanam. Then archanang. Archanang means the offering aratri, offering bhog, cleansing the deity room and dressing the Lord, changing the flower. These are called archanang. Bandhanam. If you cannot do this, then offer prayers. Just like in Christian church, they offer prayers. That is also bhakti, devotional service. The Muslim, they offer prayers. Anyway, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam. Bandhanam means offering prayer. Dasyam, Dasang means to work as menial servant of the Lord. Dasam. Chakyam, to make friendship with the Lord, just like Arjuna did. He treated Krishna as his friend, and by making friendship with Krishna, he became liberated. Sakham, Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam means giving everything to the Lord. Even his body, wealth and everything, just like Bali Maharaj did. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakham Atmanivedanam. Don't make that sound. Iti Pungsha Pita Vishnu Bhaktischet Navalakhana. Iti, again he says, all these services were rendered to Lord Vishnu. The Bhaktischet Navalakhana. 9 different types of devotional service. Kriyata Bhagavati Adhya. Those who are engaged in such services, Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. I think they are the most advanced learned. That is the end of education. Tanmanne Aditam Uttamam. So, anyone who is engaged in devotional service, it should be understood that they are free, they are now liberated from all sinful resultant action of life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevati. Anyone who is unflinchingly, without any deviation, engaged in these kinds of devotional service, Sravanam Kirtanam. Manchabhyavicharini, without any motive, without any purpose, simply to serve the Supreme Lord, with this purpose only, Anna Vilasita Sunnam, without any purpose of material profit. Simply, it is my duty to serve Lord. On this stage, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that मांचव्याचारिणी भक्ति जोगी न जा सेवत सगुणान समतीता ब्रह्म भूया कल्प सच पर्सन इमीडिएटली बिकम्स लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम द बॉन्डेज ऑफ थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर सगुणा समतीता ग्रेट फिलोसफर्स ग्रेट जोगीज दे आर नॉट गोइंग सीवियर टाइप ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज व्हाई जस्ट टू गेट आउट ऑफ द टचेस ऑफ दिस थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर गुडनेस पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस एवरी वन इज बींग कंडक्टेड under the influence of these different types of material nature. Even in this material world, goodness, that is also bondage. And what to speak of passion and ignorance. So, Krishna says, anyone who is engaged in devotional service, immediately saw samatitta etan gunan. Etan gunan means these three qualities of materialness. Brahma bhuyaya kalpa. That is real stage of aham brahmasmi. Shankaracharya taught his philosophy to develop your consciousness to the platform of Brahma understanding. When one understands himself that I am not this body, I do not belong to this material world. I am spirit soul. That is Brahma understand. Brahma bhuta prasanna. At that time he becomes very jolly. There are many different processes of austerities to come to this platform of Brahma understanding. But if one is engaged in this devotional service, Isavaram Kirtanam Vishnu, he is to be understood is already on the Brahma platform. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, I think such person has studied completely, his knowledge is perfect. Tanmanne adhitam uttamam. निशम्माये तत्सुतवाच हिरण्यकशिपुस्सदा गुरुपुत्रं उवाचेदं रुषा प्रस्फुत अधर व्हेन ही हर्ड दैट हिज फादर दिस बॉय स्पीकिंग नॉनसेंस इज इट सी ही बिकम वेरी मच एंग्री रुषा मीन्स बिकम टू मच एंग्री Rusha prasputa adhara. His lips are throbbing. I was so angry. Immediately called the teachers. Come on. Yeah. Guru putram vachidam rusha brahma vanda kimetatte vipakhaṁ srayata sata. I gave my child, my boy, to be educated by you. What sort of education you have given him? He's talking nonsense, a devotional service. I wanted to make him politician, diplomat, tricky, and we have taught him Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is still going on. When I wanted to start this movement in India, I approached many friends. Sir, you have got four boys. Give me one boy. I want to make him devotee. They refused. He said, Swamiji, what will be the benefit by becoming devotee? After all, he has to earn his livelihood. Nobody agreed. Nobody else. Everyone wants that his son should be hard-working, just like hogs and dogs, and satisfy senses. That's all. Everyone wants. That is civilization. Nobody wants that his son should be a devotee. They will not tolerate that. If somebody's son come to us to become devotee, I have experience. The father, mother immediately comes. Oh, Swamiji, what you are doing? But his son becomes hippies, he'll tolerate. That he'll tolerate. But he becomes devotee. Oh, he's intolerant. How can he? You see? This is the nature. If one's son is going astray by drinking, young man, let him do that. But he becomes a devotee, immediately he becomes one. Oh, what danger is this? He's going to be a devotee. This is the nature of demons. If the father, mother are demons, how can you expect nice child? You see? That is the defect of the modern civilization. Therefore, the whole world is unhappy. There is need of devotees, need of real Brahmin. That is wanted. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement, even a little percentage of people become Krishna conscious, the whole face of the world will change. It is so nice. So, Hiranyakasipu did not like that his son was becoming a devotee. So, he chastised the teachers because he was king, emperor, very powerful. He conquered all the universal planets. He was so powerful. So, the teachers became very much threatened. So, when they were asked, what nonsense you have taught, my boy, spoiled. He has become a devotee. So they said, namat pranitam, na parapranitam, suto badeti esu tabinda satra, naisargikiyam matirasya rajan, nijachamannu kadadasmamana. So, the teacher said, sir, we have not taught this. I do not know how your son has learnt all this devotional service. By nature he is so like that. And Pallan Maharaj was doing that because the teachers were very much cautious that this Pallan has got tendency to become a devotee. So they were very careful. But Pallan Maharaj, what he did do, as soon as there is tiffin hour, all the teachers gone, he immediately call all the class friends and stand up on the bench and speak on Bhagavad. Bhagavad Bhakti. Perhaps you have seen that picture. That teaching is there. If there is time, we shall. How he is teaching his class friend to become devotee. Just like our boy is going on the street trying to teach all others how to learn devotional service. This is our business. Pallan Maharaj is our acharya, former acharya. So following his footsteps, we have to do that. Everyone did that. Preaching is equal. People are in ignorance. They do not know what is God. What is his relationship with God? Therefore, preaching is necessary. So Pallan Maharaj was doing that. Therefore, the teacher said that naisargikiyam matirasya rajan nijachamanno. Don't be unnecessarily angry upon us. We did not teach him. By nature, he is like that. So, this is also another feature that why one becomes devotee, why the other does not become. That means in his former life he was a devotee. It could not be finished in one life, but in this life automatically he is trying to become devotee. Therefore, devotional service is so nice that even if you cannot finish the whole course in one life, next life you are guaranteed to get a very nice birth so that you can develop further. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatangehi yoga bhrashta sanjaya. When Krishna, Arjuna inquired from Krishna that a yogi, it cannot finish his duty or yogic process in one life, then what happens? He becomes neither this way or that way. Krishna said, no. Whatever he has finished, that is his permanent access. Next life, he begins from that point and he gets the opportunity of take birth. Suchinang simatangihi, he is given birth in very nice family, either in very nice Brahmin family or very rich family. In these two places, one gets the opportunity to increase his Krishna consciousness very easily. If he gets his birth in a nice Brahmin family, automatically he is trained in that way. And if he gets his birth in a rich family, he has no economic demand. He hasn't got to earn. He can save the time for developing Krishna consciousness. So those who are born in rich family, they should know that by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Lord, we are born with silver spoon, but we should utilize this opportunity. Not only rich man, every human being should be conscious to utilize this human form of life to understand God. That is the highest perfection of life. Otherwise, it is animal life. The animal life means the animals are also eating, sleeping, mating and defending. See, if you are simply engaged with four principles of bodily demand and do not enquire about the Brahma, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, that is the Vedanta Sutra, then we are no better than animals. So, Prahlad Maharaj was in his, before his birth, he was taught by Narad Muni. Therefore, naturally, he was in devotional service. So, he was exhibiting the boy. The devotional service, if one is devotee, he cannot sit down silently. He wants to preach God's glories to others, even at the risk of life, like Jesus Christ did it. Even at the risk of life, he preached God consciousness. That is the duty of a devotee. Lord Nityananda did it, Haridas Thakur did it. There are many instances. A devotee risks even life for preaching glories of God. So Prahlad Maharaj also doing that. He knew that my father is nothing but a ferocious animal. Hiranyakashipu. Even big, big demigods would be threatened by his red eyes. He was so powerful. Still he was executing devotional service at the risk of life. And he was put to so many dangerous conditions of life. Still he did not give up. If we try to understand Prahlad Maharaj's character. Now at the present moment, the teacher said that Naisargikiyangamatirasarajan, my dear king, your boy has this tendency of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness by nature. We never taught him. Please don't be angry with us, unnecessary. Nijachamannu, please give up your anger. Nijachamannu, kadadas mama. No, don't degrade us in that way. So he was king, he could understand that the boy is by nature is doing that. Then he inquired, Prahlad, where from you have learned this art of God consciousness? Tell me. Where from you have got this Krishna consciousness? Then Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to his father. Prahlad Maharaj. Matinna Krishna parato satoba. Mitho vipaddita grihabhratana. Grihabhratana. Those who have taken it as vow to be happy in this material world. They are called grihabhrata. Grihastha. There are two words in Sanskrit language. One is grihastha and one is grihabhrata or grihamedhi. Grihastha means grihastha asram. As soon as those who are conversant with Vedic language, they know asram means something in connection with God. That is called asram. So grihastha asram means one may live with family, children, wife, children, friends. That's all right, live. Whatever life is suitable for you, you accept. But you cherish Krishna consciousness. Cultivate Krishna consciousness. That is asram. Therefore it is called brahmachari asram, grihastha asram, vanaprastha asram, sannyas asram. This is varnasram. Four varnas and four asram. We are wrongly called Hindus. This is a wrong designation given by the Mohammedans. You don't find this word in any Vedic literature, Hindu. It is a foreign word, a real. Real word is varnasram. Varnasramacharavata purusena parapuma. That is Vedic civilization. Four varnas and four asram. Four varnas means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and four asram means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. One who follows this system of civilization, they are called Varnasrami. So the Hindu is a foreign name given to these Indians by the neighborhood Mohammedans. Actually, Hindu is not to be found. So when we call ourselves Hindus, that is misconception of Indian civilization. Real concept of Indian civilization, Vedic civilization, is Varnasram Dharma. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, Varnasram Charvata Purusena Parapuma Vishnu Aradhate Pungsa Nannat Tattu Sukaranam. Here it is called Grihabhratana. Grihabhrata means those who have taken this family life or material life as all in all, that's all. Vrata. Vrata means vow. I shall improve my family condition, I shall improve my social condition, I shall improve the international condition or political condition, all these things. They are called Grihabhrutana. They have no idea that beyond this life there is another life. Therefore they are stuck up with this idea. They are called Grihabhrutana. Generally, at the present moment, everyone is Grihabhruta. That's all. They simply want how to improve my economic condition. That's all. Individually, socially, family-wise, internationally or nationally, that is their aim. They are called Grihabhrata. So Prahlad Maharaj said, because he knew that his father is number one dear brother. Eighth is number one, and material is number one. So when he inquired how you develop Krishna consciousness, he said immediately, flatly to his father, "My dear father, don't worry. You will never will have Krishna consciousness. Because you are so much attached to this materialistic way of life. Be sure, you will never increase your devotion to Krishna. Be sure, don't be agitated." Yes. Matinna Krishna parato satoba mitho vibaddita grihabhratana. Those who have taken this vow, for them there is no possibility of increasing or culturing Krishna consciousness. There is no possibility. These boys who have come to me and they have become so nice devotees because they are not Gyabhrata. They are not given, they have no interest within this material world. That is their first class qualification. Therefore they have come to Krishna consciousness. If anyone wants to make his economic position developed by Krishna consciousness, don't do that. There is no possibility. Of course, Krishna is very kind. If anyone wants, just like Dhruva Maharaj wanted to develop his economic condition, Krishna gave him. Krishna gives. Krishna is very kind. But that is not the purpose of developing Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness should be pure, simply to serve the Lord. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttama. So Prahlad Maharaj first of all said, "My dear father, anyone whose vow is to live in this material world very comfortably, although there is no possibility of comfort, this is called maya, but they are trying to be comfortable. Puna puna charvita charmana. They have seen that Roman Empire was lost, Greek Empire was lost, Mughal Empire was lost. Still they tried for British Empire and it has failed. They are called punapuna charvita charmanaram, things which have been thrown away after chewing, again chewing, the same thing. That is called grihabhratana. You cannot make any permanent settlement within this material world. That is not possible. The nature is made so. Whatever you do, for the time being, you realize that I have done something, I am now very comfortably situated and so on, so on. But time will come, you will be kicked off from your position. You will be again thrown into the wilderness. Therefore, they do not know, that will be explained also, they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu sartha gati vishnu. They do not know, they are foolish. Anna Jathan, we are their foolish leaders also, misleading them. So this will be explained by Prahlad Maharaj. This is very nice instruction. You please come tomorrow. I shall speak also tomorrow. Thank you.
Questions relating to tonight's lecture pertaining to this philosophy, Prahlad Maharaj. Please ask. You're free to ask any questions.
Beginning the Shravanam hearing, I was discussing with somebody, and he said that reading a book silently is no good. Is this true? Does one have to recite aloud while one's reading? To read the Bhagavad Gita quietly?
Reading is also smaranam. Therefore, sabanam, kirtanam, smaranam. It is clear?
Yes.
Sabanam means hearing, kirtanam means chanting, and smaranam. When you read, you remember God's activities. Krishna's activities, his devotees' activities. Therefore it is smarana. This is also one of the prescribed methods. But if anyone cannot read even, suppose he is not educated, illiterate, does it mean that he will not get Krishna consciousness? He will get, simply by hearing. The process is so perfect and nice, there is no need of education in you. Illiterate person, simply if he gives oral reception, submissively, he will get the benefit. Therefore it is universal. It is good for everyone. Educated, non-educated, learned, fool, rich, poor, everyone. Man, woman, child, adult, everyone can take part and take benefit out of it. It is so nice.
Hearing the holy names in the street and the Sangatam party is chanting and they are atheists, what benefit is this for them?
Well, in time, in due course of time, he longer remain atheist, he become theist. The hearing effect is so nice that gradually he become theist. As our students, not that everyone has Prahlad Maharaj, still by simply hearing, they have gone to Krishna consciousness moment. Is it not? Yes, simply by hearing. We are giving chance to hear. Our street sankirtan is meant for that. If somebody hears little attentively, he will get the chance to come to Krishna consciousness.
Said to him that if you never come to Krishna consciousness,
never means so long he remains a Grihabrata. Because his only plan was, he was a powerful king to conquer all over the world and become happy with money and all that. That's all. That was his plan. That is Grihabrata. Anyone who wants to be happy with money and woman, that is called Grihabrata. So he flatly said to his father, Yamatinna Krishna Parato Satoba Mithobi Padita Grihabratana. But by good association, by Krishna conscious association, one becomes free from this bhav, Grihabrata. They become detached. That is the progress of devotional service. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasya. The more you advance in devotional service, the more you will be detached for this material life. That is the test. That is the test. Parasanu bhava virakti annatra. Annatra means materialistic way of life. Therefore people are afraid to send their boys to us. Oh, he'll be disinterested. He'll not do business. He'll not become a demon. That's it. They do not like. Oh.